Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Panic in the streets of Tehran. Tehran police reportedly firing live rounds at demonstrators who were protesting against the government there yesterday. They're angered by the government's admission of having shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet with a missile. There were 176 people aboard. Over 80 of them were Iranians, and most of them were students. The killing of Iran's top general reportedly was authorized by President Trump 7 months ago. NBC News is reporting that Trump was signing off on killing General Qassem Soleimani if Iran's aggression resulted in an American death. Soleimani was killed in a drone strike in Iraq 10 days ago after an American contractor was killed in Iraq by Iranian-backed militias. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Oscar nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards have been announced this morning for Best Picture.
The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Nice.
I did it. Thank you so much.
The Oscars will be handed out on February 9th. The White House wants to bring North Korea back to the table. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien telling Axios the U.S. has made overtures to North Korea to resume talks about its nuclear weapons program. O'Brien says he's hoping there can be some sort of progress soon, especially after the North did not deliver that cryptic Christmas gift it had promised. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another candidate has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. USA's John Hunt has more.
Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, the spiritual guru and best-selling author, has officially ended her campaign weeks before voting begins, saying she did not want to make it tougher for a progressive to win. She also said she did not believe she would be able to gain enough support in the upcoming contest to make a difference in the race to challenge President Donald Trump. In a post on her website, Williamson said, quote, "We will not be able to garner enough votes in the election to elevate our conversation any more than it is now." Williamson has barely registered in the polls and struggled in fundraising since launching her bid for the presidency. She laid off her entire campaign staff at the end of the year, but continued to appear at campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire. Her decision leaves 13 candidates remaining in the primary. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The tall volcano in the central Philippines has come to life, spewing ash and prompting evacuations in nearby communities. Officials warn that a more powerful eruption is imminent. The volcano is located on the island of Luzon and is the country's second most active volcano. Due to the eruption, all flights at Ninoy Aquino International Airport are now on hold. The last major eruption of Taal occurred in 1977. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Oh, what are the Dems to do, huh? Look at, we got impeachments looming overhead. We've got the Iowa caucus underway, and now a little chinks in the armor we're starting to see. And that is the Democrats, for some reason, are suddenly realizing Bernie Sanders is not one of us. He's an independent. And, but he's leading the way. I mean, seriously, is the Democratic Party going to allow, and I mean that in every sense of the way, because we know what happened last time, there was no way that Bernie Sanders was going to be allowed to be the standard bearer for the Democratic Party. And is he being set up and his followers once again because he is trying to impose himself on the Democratic Party? And, you know, and it's interesting that here we are at this point, as Bernie Sanders has now been able to gather, you know, some strength and momentum in his campaign. Elizabeth Warren is fading. Of course, Marianne Williams has kind of faded, and so she's off the battlefield. But I think it's quite ironic, because here the Democrats initially, remember, here talking about this all-inclusive party. They had people of color and, you know, and women and all this stuff. And what does it come down to? It comes down to you look at that stage, and it is, you know, there it is. You know, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg. I mean, we do have one woman left standing, Amy Klobuchar. And Amy is, the senator is trying to do everything she can to hold on. I mean, you know, look at, I got to tell you, all things except for her policies, there's not a whole lot I agree with Amy Klobuchar, but I love her passion. I love her fight. I wish she was on the side of conservatism because I appreciate her spirit. But, you know, I think it's pretty much, you know, as it sits right now, I say a fait accompli, and the fait accompli is that Bernie Sanders, he is not going to be the last man standing. You know, and some are suggesting the reason that Nancy Pelosi held up the articles of impeachment was to put a drag on the campaign and interfere once again with Bernie Sanders. Because, look, at if he's got to be on the floor of the Senate and being a jurist in the impeachment trial, he isn't out there. And so the only people that are going to be out there pretty much is, well, Mayor Pete will be out there still. And, you've got Joe Biden will be out there and Mike Bloomberg with all his money. But, you know, what does he need? I mean, he's out there, just spending a ton of flipping money in order to get some name recognition. I think after everything is all said and done, you know, that B word, that brokered convention may be where we end up. Look, a lot has been talked about and written about regarding the fires in Australia. And, of course, what is incredible to me is all the typical talking heads, all the climate alarmists immediately wanted to blame Donald Trump, our exit out of the Paris Accord, anything that had to do with climate change and their rendition of it. It was all, you know, that's why Australia is burning. But now the truth has come out, and it's like, uh-oh. And do they come back? And, of course, they don't apologize. I mean, what do they care? You know, their credibility to me, I mean, is beyond me. Why we continue to have them thrust into our family living rooms with more lies. Gregory Wrightstone is with us, a climate contrarian, as he states, author of Inconvenient Truth, not only the book, but the app that I highly recommend, Inconvenient Facts. It is there for you to download, whether you are dealing with an Apple system or an Android. Everything is all covered, and so there's no excuse. Greg, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, these Australia fires, there's a lot of misconceptions and misrepresentations that's going on there. Maybe we can set you and your listeners straight on that. I know you're probably all over it.
Well, I got to tell you, I am more than irritated about this, Gregory, because, you know, these lies continue to be thrust out there, and it harms. As I've spoken with other, you know, climatologists and, you know, people who are very much on the opposite side of where you and I stand, and I'm sitting there going, okay, educate me. Make me smarter. Tell me something I don't know. And but you can't, I mean, when you start out with a lie, then all of a sudden I shut down. I can't listen anymore. And go ahead.
Let's start at the beginning here, which is let's look at forest fires and wildfires. And in Australia, they're called bush fires. Mm-hmm. There's three things you need for that to occur. You need arid conditions. You got to be in a drought, or of course the forest isn't going to burn if it's wet. You have to have a lot of fuel, and you need an ignition source. And in Australia and California, man's contributed to some of the problems they're having and seeing. But it's not due to climate change. Mm-hmm. What we've seen in both places, this is primarily a forest management issue. Mm-hmm. That they've. They have good intentions, they being the greenies, the eco-fascists, I call them, that think that a healthy forest is one that's not managed, that just we'll let nature run its course, and that's the way we should do it. We saw with the old-growth timbers in the Northwest and in California where they've let things grow up.
Yeah, but how was that ever a mandate, though, Gregory? In anything, how was it ever a mandate that you just allow foliage to just grow, excuse me, and somehow it would take care of itself? I mean, who was in charge of the garden? Who was put in charge of the garden and the forestation? But man, I don't know of any other dictate coming except from man's perspective that, we should just leave it alone. And you would think that there's enough historic evidence to say that that's stupid thinking. Is that fair? Did I lose you? Okay. Look at that. I must have, whatever I said must have just caught him off guard. And we're going to try and reconnect with him. I mean, if you get my drift on this, I mean, this is the thing that is so ridiculous. And it's just that, you know, common sense. I mean, there are some common sense things about foliage, about, nature. And when we are in sync and in rhythm with nature, it goes well for us. And somehow people in, you know, thinking, you know, in their theoretical sense. But again, it's like when they think theoretically, they want to impose their theory without any responsibility, without any kind of containment whatsoever. Let's just make it across the board. Gregory, I'm sorry we got cut off there, but I wanted you to respond to that idea that where else have we been told in the history of man that we just should allow forestation just to take care of itself?
Well, you know, it's kind of, without thinking it through, some people, I can see where if you're, that if you haven't really thought it through, that maybe that might be something you think, well, let nature run its course and we'll stay out of it. But in actuality, these forests and grasslands and the bush in Australia really need to be managed. And if we look throughout the history of Australia, drought and floods are a common theme throughout the history of Australia. In fact, the Australian national poet was Dorothea McKellar. Her poem that they love in Australia is called My Country. Mm-hmm. And one of the recurring themes here is the last of this is this. It says of droughts and flooding rains.
We've got more from Gregory after this. Stay with us.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you die, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You come so far, keep my
ladies and gentlemen, and we need all to participate in it. This is an all-hands kind of on-deck sort of thing. Don't get discouraged, all right? The fight is worth it for the sake of our children to get this country back on track and to really elevate the conversation and the exchange of information that's taken place. If we get so siloed and so ideological, and it's kind of like Jordan Peterson, what he says is that we kind of render ourselves stupid. And this issue of climate change and this discussion, is there some good things to be drawn out of this, or is it just one of those moments like at Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Spicoli was told that, based on what was just shared in the classroom, that the students were not benefited. They weren't more intelligent as a result of what's being shared. And what we're doing here is trying to make sure by the experts that we have here, like Gregory Wrightstone, that that we're advancing the discussion in a way that enlarges us, not restricts us, and not ideologically fixes us in such a way that we render ourselves less intelligent. Gregory, I wanted you to recap, the refrain of that one, that one poem that you were mentioning earlier, which, brings to mind the ongoing condition of Australia.
Yeah, Australia's a land of regular, repeated droughts and floods. And like I say, Dorothy McKellar's their national poet. Mm-hmm. And she had moved to London back in the early 1900s. In 1908, she penned a poem called My Country. She says, "I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains." So this is something that this is their almost their national. I mean, this is something they celebrate, mm-hmm. and these are repeated droughts that occur periodically. This year's is maybe the worst in 100 years. That's true, but I've just perhaps when you get the new chart I sent to you, I've got a chart of over 100 years of rainfall records, precipitation mm-hmm. from the Bureau of Meteorology that shows that contrary to the claims of Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman, who apparently have gone to school less than Greta Thunberg, or at least they didn't pay attention in history class, yeah. We see the precipitation's been gradually increasing over the last several decades.
Exactly.
And if we go back, if you don't look at your history, you're doomed to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And if we look back through Australian history, the first explorers in 1642, this is 1642, more than 300 years ago, Captain Abel Tasman. Now, remember, Tasmania was named after him. He landed around several places around Australia, and every place he landed, he noted in his journal and his logbooks of either fires or recent fires. And everywhere he looked, there was smoke on the horizon. And that's because when the first Aborigines first came to Australia, they completely transformed this island. It was thought to be possibly a rainforest, heavily forested island. They brought with them fire, and they used it regularly and often. And they would burn this, and they transformed Australia from this forested area into what turned out to be grasslands that they would burn off. And what they did, any animals or plants that couldn't withstand fire quickly disappeared. So there was a period when those Aborigines first arrived. There was undoubtedly a large extinction events for many species that could not stand the fire. And they basically have transformed the entire continent into one that was used to regular fire. And that's what Captain Tasman found when he landed. Before any white people, any Caucasians or non-Aborigines were there, this was what it was like. And they did this. They used fire for a number of different reasons. Sometimes they lit it just because of biting insects. Let's light a fire. They would use it for hunting. They'd light a fire and then wait for reptiles and mammals and marsupials to flee the fire, and they'd catch and roast them. And so fire has been part of Australia's history. And what we find now, over the last many decades, they've moved away from that. They've moved away from other ways of clearing the timber, which is grazing, mechanical clearing of brush and undergrowth. my editor, one of my editors, Lord Christopher Monckton, I think you know that name.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I've been in contact with him about that. He spent a couple of weeks in Australia several years ago, and one of the neighbors of the person he was staying with had actually been fined the equivalent of $100,000 because he dared to clear the what he thought was dangerous underbrush and brush on his property. The very next year, a fire came through, burnt down many of the surrounding farms and homesteads, and his was left standing because he had actually practiced proper management.
Exactly.
of the fire potential. And that's what they need to do. And bear in mind, too, a lot of the national parks and the areas that have grown up now are eucalyptus, which the koalas love because, and for the same reason the koalas love it, they're fire bombs, very, very oily leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up in them. They are fire bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And these have been allowed to grow. So now we have, before where there were fires always, now the intensity and size has grown because there's so much more fuel.
Exactly.
We see the same thing in California.
Exactly. I was going to say. Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me just throw out here, a new California report, you'll find this fascinating, was released last week. And the lead author of the report stated in an interview that he believed that fire was just as an integral part of a healthy forest as was precipitation. Think about that for a minute.
Mm.
I think they're coming around on this. They finally understand that this is a man-made problem, but it's not climate change.
Exactly. Well, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has blamed Donald Trump, you know, for it. Well, Donald Trump gets blamed for everything. He's like the modern-day version of Charlie Brown. Why is everybody blaming everything on me and picking on him? I mean, because he is, and, he is coming in and giving you a mirror of common sense. I mean, even if you look, Gregory, if you look at what homeowners would do in their own property, is a natural consideration, like this gentleman in Australia. What he did, he goes, well, yeah, I got to protect it. This makes sense. It's common sense to do this. And he does it. And, of course, it doesn't go along with the governmental edicts. And, he's fined this incredible amount of money. But you would think after everything is all said and done that the government would come back and said, look, we made a mistake. We're in error here. But no, whether it's California, whether it's Australia, and I'm looking at the chart right now, this Australian annual mean rainfall, and it's clear. I mean, it is so dramatic that to close out this decade, the rainfall is, below 300 meters, where, what would you say, the average is about 500 meters, millimeters a year of rainfall in
I've got to pull this back up here.
Something like that.
Yeah, something
maybe
like
450 to 500.
450.
Yeah, 450, somewhere in there. So no, now you're down to just above 250, maybe 275. I mean, that's huge. I mean, that's over a 50% drop in precipitation.
Yeah, this year. But again,
yes,
this is a weather related event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not a climate. If it was related to climate change, you'd be seeing a direct, and as they claim, you should be seeing a gradual decrease in precipitation, where we've seen a gradual increase. And think about that too, Bill, that this increase over the last several decades, what's that done? It's led to more growth, plant
yes.
growth. So you
yes.
have more fuel that when it does dry out, it's going to be even worse.
Well, this is a problem when we become ideologically fixed and siloed in our thinking. We just can't see beyond to do and employ some things. But you say there's encouraging decisions being made, whether it's in California or even in Australia, that maybe this is what it's taken finally after all these years, this cyclical refrain, that we should get in rhythm with it, not go against it, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And,
well, go ahead.
Yeah, but thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It's good to shine the light of truth on some of these climate lies.
Yeah, and we'll keep doing it. He is the author of Inconvenient Facts, Gregory Wrightstone, right here.
You've already said you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Panic in the streets of Tehran. Tehran police reportedly firing live rounds at demonstrators who were protesting against the government there yesterday. They're angered by the government's admission of having shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet with a missile. There were 176 people aboard. Over 80 of them were Iranians, and most of them were students. The killing of Iran's top general reportedly was authorized by President Trump 7 months ago. NBC News is reporting that Trump was signing off on killing General Qassem Soleimani if Iran's aggression resulted in an American death. Soleimani was killed in a drone strike in Iraq 10 days ago after an American contractor was killed in Iraq by Iranian-backed militias. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The CEO of Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz, is with us right now. Alfredo, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Bill. I hope all is great and 2020 is looking great for you.
Hey, for all of us, I think it's going to be an excellent year. We're starting out in a very positive note. The jobs report came out, and you want to talk about the real unemployment rate. So we're going to get into this a little bit more because you say it's a record low 6.7%. Break that down for us, if you would.
Yeah, well, this is the exciting part because this is where you really start seeing how all parts of the economy, all demographics are working. I mean, first of all, overall, Bill, I mean, when you look at the unemployment rate, again, 50-year low, 3.5%. But I want to break it down by demographics really quickly, and then we'll get into the real unemployment rate. When you look at whites, for example, 3.2%, blacks 5.9%, Asian 2.5%, Hispanics 4.2%. Women 3.2%. I mean, these numbers are unbelievable. Over 7 million jobs have been created since President Trump was elected in office. And when you come now back to the real unemployment rate, that's what's exciting. It fell to 6.7%, lowest level on record. And what is that basically? These are basically discouraged workers, what they call discouraged workers, went part-time for economic reasons, really didn't want to, wanted full-time but couldn't. That goes to that record low of 6.7%. And what we're seeing, Bill, we're seeing folks who were part-time workers moving to full-time workers, and that's because job creators, employers are feeling great about the economy. They're feeling great about their business. Tax cuts and, frankly, the cutting of the red tape led to a lot of this growth, and these businesses are feeling great. They're reinvesting in their tax cut in their businesses. They're hiring, and that's why we're seeing the numbers that we're seeing. It's unbelievable, and I actually think 2020, Bill, is going to be even better than 2019.
Exactly. If we could get everybody on the same foot, could you imagine if we had a little cooperation there on the Beltway, what these numbers could look like? And we're not talking about for Republicans or Democrats. We're talking across the board for all Americans. Alfredo, you and I last year talked about this unemployment, the real unemployment rate and where it was at. And some of the headwinds against that was the fact that you had a black market, so to speak, of employment. And that is where the people, you know, in order to survive, the Obama administration said, well, these discouraged workers just decided not to work anymore. Well, like what? You're going to decide not to eat anymore?
Right.
I mean, you still got to feed your families. But they didn't want to talk about the black market that was generated because of the policies of the Obama administration. They were forcing employees to work under the table, and so they're not paying. You know, they're not paying any taxes. They're looking to survive. And boy, the estimation of the number of people that were in that group was in the multi-millions. And it was my concern was how are we going to bring them back into the fold? Well, as you just pointed out, is you give them a good job and you raise the level of confidence for the employers. And these people are realizing, I'm saying these people, the employees who became disenfranchised are coming back into the fold where they need to be and contributing to the greater good of all America.
Bill, absolutely, that's correct. And when you look at it, and where is that job growth? It really is happening in the hands of small businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't,
yes.
You know, if you talk to Warren and Sanders, this is an economy, and this is really only for the top 1% and the billionaires and billionaires and all this stuff. This economy is really about everybody, and I really want to focus on the small business owners, right? Because they are the true job creators in this country.
Exactly.
2/3 of new job growth, Bill, is in the hands of small business owners, and they're the ones that are really feeling the positive impact of the economy. They're feeling the large businesses are growing, and when large businesses grow, guess what? Small businesses grow with it.
Exactly.
And and that's what people fail to understand. I mean, we go back to when things were bad, right? I always point out the Christmas parties that ended up getting canceled because large businesses couldn't afford them anymore. Guess what it impacted? It was the deli owner, the pizza guy, the bakery guy, the delivery folks. I mean, all these small businesses that were impacted. I mean, I go back to the ridiculous nature of the AOC thing back in February, Bill. Remember, like, we put up that billboard in New York,
right,
where AOC was claiming 25,000 jobs, basically, yay, you know, that Long Island City lost. I said, but what about all the other jobs related to it, right? All the small businesses that were going to come with it. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing the robust growth of all of these businesses growing. And I can tell you right now, the only reason I think we saw a little bit of softness in that number, the 145,000 on the job market number, mm-hmm. Net new jobs, is because I think we're getting to that point where we're really lacking a skilled labor force. This
yes.
is where I think employers are really starting to hurt. They're finding it very, very difficult to fill their jobs because they just don't have the skilled labor force. And I just wish the Democrats would start taking their focus away from that fight for 15, which is just ridiculous, mm-hmm. trying to mandate federally these $15 wages when the economy is taking care of that itself. We should be focusing on skills training for the less skilled workers. And in particular, those folks, let's say, who are 25 and over making these minimum wage jobs. We can tackle this, Bill. We can tackle this as a country. There are only about 165,000 people, for example, in that category.
Mm-hmm.
We should all be getting together and not do what the SEIU has done over 7 years and spent over $100 million trying to fund that fight for 15 just to try to unionize people. I think this is where it's really hurting our economy. It's really hurting our country now, and we should just really focus on the skills training. That's what I would love to see in 2020.
Well, and the thing is that the vision is clear on that, Alfredo, is that there's gold and then there are hills, because what we're talking about is not minimum wage jobs. Forget about minimum wage. I mean, you have an opportunity to blow the doors open, and that's what's happening with a lot of people, is that they're upgrading. You know, the good employees out there,
right.
The ones that show up for work every day. You know, I think I may have shared this study with you. This was done years ago, a U.S. labor study. Said if you showed up for work every day, you were in the top I think it was like the top 25% of the U.S. labor force just showing up for work, okay? If you showed up for work every day on time, you were in the top 10%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, you were in the top 5%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, actually set out to do it, you were in the top 3%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, set out to do it, actually accomplished it, you were in the top 1%. I mean, think about that. The opportunity for an employee who is who's a good employee who does and follows that recipe. I mean, the world truly is their oyster. I mean, what businesses are not going to want you on their team?
Man, I tell you, that's absolutely right, Bill. And this is where we really need to do right by all Americans to make sure they all have the opportunity. And if for some reason, for example, they don't have the skills training that they needed, the system somehow left them behind, they have no fault of their own, let's do the right thing and let's give them the skills that they need. Because here's the newsflash to all these progressive Democrats out there fighting for these minimum wages, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you get somebody else who's flipping a burger who's 25 and over 50 cents or 75 cents more an hour. Is that really changing their lives?
Right.
Is 75 cents an hour really going to change their lives? No.
Yeah.
Get them the skills that they need to get into these $50,000 per year jobs, HVAC technicians, nurses, journeymen. I mean, you name it. I mean, these are the jobs we should be really helping folks to get, because that's what's going to start changing their lives, not an extra 45 cents, 75
exactly.
cents an hour flipping a burger.
Yeah, well, those jobs are being automated. You know, welcome to the world of AI. So, you know, we need to see what's happening on the horizon here. You've got good employees who have been flipping burgers, and, hey, all that's fine, but guess what? You have a better opportunity, and as you say, you know, 25, 50, 75, you know, cent wage isn't going to help them a whole lot, but you give them something to where they're starting to make 20, 25 bucks an hour and beyond because they've had a little bit of skill training. We're not talking about a four-year university degree. We're talking about specialized training here, which is what the market is calling for right now, which opens the doors for really an incredible amount of opportunity. And I agree with what you're sharing with us.
You know, Bill, I say follow what the good book says. Teach a fisherman how to fish.
Amen. Amen. I'm right with you. And oh, yeah, there's plenty of fish out there, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's going to be a great year, I'm telling you, Bill. You know, I mean, again, when you think about the, you know, Federal Reserve finally turning course on really disastrous policies that did in 18, the USMCA deal, hopefully being signed off on phase one China deal. This is going to be a great year, Bill.
Well, again, I've been encouraging our audience, Alfredo, is that now more than ever, critical thinking needs to be reengaged. And the one filtering question that we need to ask on all these policies, and even the people that we elect to office here, are we going to have more or less freedom? Are we going to be able to enjoy more or less of the American dream that our founding fathers had for us when they gave us those incredible documents titled the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, right?
Absolutely, Bill. Amen to that.
Amen. Alfredo Ortiz, President and CEO of the Job Creators Network right here on Bill Martinez Live. Alfredo, have a great year, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks to you, too. Talk to you later, Bill. Bye-bye.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
No Gaga. Hey, this isn't like, fake news radio or even the Goo Goo Gaga of the Beltway of D.C. We give it to you straight here. And this is why we have experts, including like our next guest, who's here every week just about, Adam Holtz, who is the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. He and his team do all that great work to give us an insight into where we're investing our money when it comes to the big screen and DVDs and videos. And, of course, now you got your hands additionally filled with all the new streaming outlets as well. Right, Adam?
We do, and we are doing our best to cover, if not everything, certainly everything that is generating buzz and, getting people's attention in the culture.
Well, it's coming at us at Mach 5 speeds.
It is.
And all this, I mean, you imagine what's going to happen when 5G is fully unleashed, Adam? I mean,
well, we're all going to have cancer,
as a bonus.
As a bonus.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll stop with the conspiracy theories, but there certainly has been a lot of buzz about the health impact of 5G, so we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
I guess when we start walking around and seeing, half of America's, brains falling out, then we'll realize, hey, maybe we should have paid a little bit closer attention, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, but back on topic, I saw just a couple days ago that Hollywood produced 532 TV shows in 2019. Frankly, even if you did nothing else but cover and critique television shows. Mm-hmm. I don't think there are enough hours in the day for one person to know everything that's on there. And that's if you were devoting every waking moment to it. So we try to sort through, you know, the stuff that is getting attention and give families everything you need to know to make a good decision about whether this is something that, that you should invest your time in, as you said. And, it's just such a bewildering array of stuff, Bill.
Well, especially when you think about, where the sources are of the product that's coming out.
Yeah.
And if you have any doubt, all you have to do is turn on the TV, give yourself maybe 5 minutes. You don't even need to hold 5 minutes, but this is, just to be fair, give them 5 minutes. Watch what goes on with all these awards, ceremonies that are going on.
Oh, man.
You know, from the Golden Globes, the Oscar. I mean, all this stuff, and you hear the way these people talk, and you go, wow, I mean, do I want these people talking to my kids? Do I even want them, and would I invite them over to have a cup of coffee and just have a normal, or at least what I would want to perceive as a normal conversation? I mean, am I missing something here, or has, the entertainment industry become so disconnected from the everyday people of America? What is going on?
Well, I think that there's a tremendous amount of cultural change happening, and I think in the last, I don't know how much time, maybe decade, maybe 15, maybe 20 years, what we have seen is the Hollywood elite and those influencers have coalesced around the progressive ideology politically in a way that I'm not sure was really true. Even in the 80s or 90s, I don't think it was the same way it is today, where there's this almost... there's almost a fundamentalism about the way they approach life. You know, at the Golden Globes, they served a vegan meal because, they didn't want anybody to be offended by the presence of meat. And I think that's definitely emblematic of where that culture is at and how it perceives its moral virtues. And so they think that they're morally virtuous with the credo that they really hold to and espouse. And I think that you and I would... we would beg to differ on that.
Morally virtuous based on what?
Well, based on their own definition of what
exactly
matters.
I
think the progressive credo has to do with, particular stances on race, on sexuality, on environmentalism, on, what we eat, on the climate. All of that gets rolled into something that's very close to religion, and if you dissent from their fundamentalism, they call you out on it.
Well, it is. I mean, because we have to worship something. We're designed to worship something.
Absolutely right.
So that's the exchange. That's the big exchange. We've exchanged the truth for a lie. And even now, because we've been doing this for, as you pointed out, several decades, are we better off from it, or are we worse off?
No, I don't think we're better off, because I think that so much of what they embrace is patently not true.
Exactly.
I think especially when it comes to the secular entertainment culture's understanding of sexuality and its purpose and place and what we should be praising, they're off the rails.
Yeah. Well, you see, we can't talk about practical things because they're so easily offended. And
right.
If they're easily offended in this cancel culture in which we live in, and political correctness, then, we're neutered in the process. And to what effect?
Right.
I mean, you find yourself realizing that, oh my goodness, we are embracing chaos here. I mean, when you let go of these moral moorings that are foundational to every society from the history of man day one to now,
right,
you see these repeated errors that take place. Of course, you and I, as men of faith and readers of the Bible, we go to the book of Judges,
right,
and
exactly.
We see that refrain,
right.
And then they begin to see things according to their own eyes.
Yeah, and every man did according to his own eyes,
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that passage, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, if you have 330 million or so people in America, or 7 billion-ish, give or take, on the planet, if everybody does what they feel is right, what do you have? Well, you have anarchy and chaos.
Right.
And you don't have any ability to govern anything because it's just a mess. And that's
right.
Where we're at culturally.
Yeah, you got the Middle East. Thank
yeah,
you very
exactly.
much. Exactly. All right, let's talk movies here. I got to tell you, I'm nicely surprised. 1917,
yeah.
I mean, Star Wars, we knew, was coming, you know, was starting to come to the downside of the mountain there, and they weren't going to continue at the numbers, although probably after said and done, Disney has produced another billion-dollar revenue-generating, another great movie in Star Wars. But 1917 took over as the number one position. Of course, a wider release this week, and an excellent movie.
Yeah, excellent movie. This movie did $36.5 million, which for an R-rated war movie is a pretty big number. This is a film about World War One, obviously, given the date, and about two British soldiers who are tasked with the unenviable responsibility of moving from one part of the British line to another to inform 1,600 of their compatriots that the assault they're about to launch is doomed to failure. And if they don't make it across 9 miles of wilderness, basically, you know, overnight for all intents and purposes, these guys are all going to die, including the brother of one of the guys that's sent on this mission. So it has a very Saving Private Ryan kind of flair to it. Remarkably, the cinematography is just incredible. Mm-hmm. There are shots here you think, how did they even do that? And it has the feel of almost a continuous shot. It almost feels
That's what Mendez wanted to do with the technology that they employed. It is quite a study. I think cinematographers on college campuses and around the world are studying what they have introduced to the whole cinematic experience. And as you said, it is extremely compelling. My thought was, as I was watching the movie myself, Adam, as I was thinking, I hope to God there is not anyone here suffering from PTSD.
Oh, seriously.
The power of that movie is such that I imagine it could be a flashback for people who are having a hard time dealing with the stress of war, because it is extremely, extremely powerful, hence the R rating.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we've got some profanity there, too. So, obviously, with the R rating, this is not a movie for children. But I think for older teens and adults, it is a reminder of the kind of sacrifice that we used to sort of understand implicitly that so many have made on behalf of freedom and on behalf of the West. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, as you and I have talked about, one of the strange unintended consequences of technology and all the news is yesterday's news feels like it's 100 years ago, and we have become functionally ahistorical in the way that we operate. And this is a reminder, I think, of the price that many paid, to provide the freedoms that it's so easy for us to take for granted today.
Well, I couldn't help but also be impressed that, but by God's hand, I mean, you know, how did they make it through? Because when you say that they had to cross this wilderness, I mean, there were trappings along the way. There were booby traps. There were things that they had to navigate. Anything could happen in this wilderness that took place. And yes, they had to go and cross the front line. And you have no idea what the front line represents unless you've been there yourself and been impacted by bombs bursting, not only in air, but on the ground. And witnessing your fellow soldier being blown up into pieces.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, this is a powerful movie, albeit one that those who've experienced combat might want to think twice about because of the PTSD issues you just mentioned.
Exactly. But it is number one, number two Star Wars we mentioned. I lost number three here in the listing for some reason. It's missing.
Jumanji, The Next Level.
Oh,
and then
Like a Boss.
Like a Boss, which, you know, you can get all of the information about these at PluggedIn.com.
There you go. That simple. Adam Holtz right here on Bill Martinez Live. Adam, Happy New Year, buddy. We're looking forward to a great year together. All right, buddy. Take care. All right. God bless.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts.
notes for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fred.